This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
Hey, I'm kind of addicted to these little studies that shape opinions and narratives that come from data on social media. I'm a sucker for it. You know, I like this stuff. Even we get them sent to us a lot of times by people representing betting outlets and things like that. And this one pulled me in yesterday, and they know exactly who to put in the subject header based on geography. Hey, Sean, I forget who sent it to me, but the study is from BetwayInsider.com.
Yeah.
And they said Nick Caserio is the ninth most popular GM amongst his own fans. Positive sentiment based on free agency so far. I said, all right, I'll bite. I'll click on this. I'll take a look. And so I've got the rankings in front of me here.
They used online mentions of each NFL general manager in their team's home location.
Yeah.
So they geolocated where these tweets or posts were coming from and assessed the sentiment in those areas of these GMs.
Since March 10th. So that's the beginning of free agency. Yeah, they call it a social listening tool.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't like
that. Yeah, I know.
Big brother.
Yeah.
That's so many big brothers now.
Yeah.
There used to be one big brother we feared, the government. And now there's big brothers everywhere.
All over the place.
We call it, more likely to call them Karen these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Nick Caserio is the ninth most popular GM, according to the geo-fenced tweets and social media posts in the city of Houston. Now, here's the interesting thing. The positive sentiment of the posts, you figure somebody who's ninth is getting, 60, 70% positive sentiment, something like that. You know, he's in the top third of GMs. 47% positive.
Yeah. Come to find out, people are actually pretty negative
about
on social
free agency.
Media. That was a shock to me.
Well, and here's the thing, Seth. We know that unless you're one of the heavy hitter, big swinging teams the first day, generally your fan base is going to get very impatient that first day.
Yeah.
You know,
there's only five that were in the top five were the only ones that had greater than 50% approval.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so Nick Caserio is ninth. I'm curious if you want to text in Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Are you feeling largely positive sentiment about Nick Caserio's free agency? I am a little surprised he's up that high just based on the kind of other than the Tunsil trade, well, I guess the CJ Gardner-Johnson trade, if you're including the trades, if you're just, because it's probably hard for that listening tool to discern which is which.
Well, yeah, they're just mentions of him during this period of time.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, a lot of it comes down to, okay, how big were the moves and how much were people talking about him?
Yeah.
The Kenyon Green for CJ Gardner-Johnson got a lot of pop and buzz.
Yes.
Because it felt like you were getting something for nothing.
Yes.
Given the way that we've watched Kenyon Green over these last few years. So I think that probably gave him a huge bump. But then the Laremy Tunsil trade, even though, boy, there are a lot of people that, even if they were really cool with the Tunsil trade, still were waiting for a corresponding move on the offensive line.
Yeah.
So I think contrary to what people would think outside of Houston, because people outside of Houston were saying things like, what the hell is Caserio doing?
Yeah.
Inside of Houston, I think most Texans fans were for the trade, but they expected something to happen in the ensuing days, and there were no fireworks on the offensive line in the ensuing days.
No, but I do think the totality of what you're talking about, Seth, is a net positive for Nick. Because I think when there's nothing going on, people are more inclined just to sit back as opposed to comment on it. Whereas the Tunsil trade, everybody had opinions on it. And we did the poll. Like, we did that simple poll. Yes or no, are you in favor of the Laremy Tunsil trade after it was made? And it was like over 80% of the people were in favor of it. So I think that trade probably helped him. Here are the top five GMs, according to this method of measurement, in terms of positive sentiment in their geographic areas. Number five, Eric DaCosta, Baltimore Ravens. I feel like he's 60% positive sentiment. I feel like at any given time, that's where Eric DaCosta is among Raven fans.
I think that's where it's like the Ravens as an organization themselves. People are kind of like, yeah, we're just doing the Ravens things, and we're going to go, we got salary cap constraints. Yep, we'll deal with it.
July 14th, what's the positive sentiment? Eric DaCosta, top five. Number four, he's loving this. Ryan Poles, Chicago Bears, 70%. 70% positive sentiment, man. That fan base is just into him.
They did. They were one of the teams that did exactly what the Texans fans would have hoped that Caserio was going to do. They bolstered that offensive line in a big way in free agency. They very aggressively addressed a hot button topic. So Ryan Poles, who continues to get credit heaped and heaped and heaped on him despite not winning any football games.
Right.
Good for him.
Right.
Yes, he's winning the PR game.
Number three, George Payton, Denver Broncos, 75%. I haven't looked close enough to the Broncos offseason to know why he's up
that
high.
Well, the Geno Smith one was going to be huge.
But Geno Smith didn't go to the Broncos.
Sorry.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to think what moves the Broncos made that would have them up that high. I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, this number two on the list, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah from Minnesota, they were very similar to the Chicago Bears. They made big moves on the offensive line. They signed Will Fries. They signed Ryan Kelly. 88% positive. And I feel like that's probably Minnesota, too. Don't Minnesota people just seem like, hey there, hey, we love our Vikings. Way to go there, Adofo-Mensah.
No, I think the Vikings, though, because a lot of it revolved around, okay, how are you going to help J.J. McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
So really aggressively addressing the offensive and defensive line, the offensive line in that regard.
Yeah.
And then they got, you think with the Vikings, back in the day when they had those two stud defensive tackles, I'm blanking the guys that got caught up in the Star Caps scenario. They did the same thing. They went out and got a couple of premier defensive tackles.
Yes.
So I think just the perception of, hey, we're building this from the ground up, the fundamental upfront positions, and we're going to help out this young quarterback. Probably they felt good about that offseason.
Yeah, Jonathan Allen, and I'm trying to remember who the other D tackle they signed this offseason was.
Didn't they sign? No. The Patriots signed him. Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, you were thinking of Milton Williams. Yeah, he went to the Patriots. But anyways, 88% for the Minnesota Vikings.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one on the list, and just kill me now, positive sentiment. You Jacksonville people are so gullible, man. You are just, you and your owner just snowed under big words from the magnificent Gladstone. 96% positive sentiment for this guy.
I think that, I have a fresh perspective, I'd say. a deep understanding of really the modern tools and mechanisms that are revolutionizing the sport. And so, you know, that'll certainly be something that we leverage here. While at the same time, I mean, we're walking into the combine this afternoon, right? And so the current mode of operation is in rhythm. The cadence is in place. So my intent here through this initial spring is to really calibrate my own mode of operation to the current mode of operation, insert some specific efficiencies that'll help me better understand our group's insights and perspectives, and then assess at the end of this spring what types of things we can roll out into the future. But we'll certainly put the pedal to the metal on a lot of advanced sort of modes of operation.
I've just lost complete respect for the city of Jacksonville.
They love it,
they
man.
Love it. They're spoon-fed. Yeah.
They love it. He threw out some big corporate buzzwords, and they feel like they've got a plan.
This is what I always try to do.
What was that one I missed?
Took it to the limit.
Oh, yeah.
That's your audience.
That might be part of it. People in Jacksonville are like, you know, we got this reputation as these slack-jawed idiots, like we're some characters on The Simpsons or something. But now we got a real good talk. That guy talks real good.
Smooth talking
guy. What are you going to say about us now?
Yep. We got a guy that uses his words real good. All right. People were weighing in on this. Yes, Nick seems like the type of GM that really tries to construct a roster, like someone who doesn't want to absolutely tear it down because of day one free agents. I approve of Nick.
And I think that with the Texans too. It's again, he was the ninth highest rated in this one. It's just that only five guys had greater than 50% approval ratings.
That's the big takeaway, is people are not happy ever during free agency by and large.
The by far the worst was Terry Fontenot from the Falcons.
Yeah.
I feel like as long as they still have Kirk Cousins and a first round draft pick at quarterback in the building, and Kirk and Cousins is making as much money as he is, that's probably going to be the thing. Brian Gutekunst from the Packers was the second lowest.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers' propaganda campaign is working finally against Brian Gutekunst.
I don't know how popular he's been in Green Bay really ever since all the drama started with it. The Jordan Love, I feel like Packers fans are positive about Jordan Love, but I'm guessing feel like, okay, but if this is going to be the same old team that doesn't aggressively pursue free agency and everything else, are we just going to end up in that same Aaron Rodgers situation at some point?
All right, Heidi Watney, Apple TV. They've got the game tonight between the Mets and the Astros. She is on sidelines. We will talk to her, get her thoughts on the Astros, the upcoming season, find out what Apple's got going on for their broadcast this year. We'll do all of that coming up next.